By what? Remember? Oh, I mentioned it today. By accepting the word of these masters and repeating, trying to acquire the taste. That's how we acquire the taste for art, right? That's why it's very similar for me to this school of thinking and learning. Because here is the same. They want to show you the beautiful state of mind. And here you want the proof and logic of it. You said, no, this is not that trend. This starts with exception. It's exceptional, and all the details are exceptional. The vizier doesn't understand this. But even vizier made another match. This one was to play hard to get. Right? This is what he did. So, let's go step by step. First, vizier realized that the imagination in the people is hidden. And you cannot trust them. So you have to dig down. For this, vizier was the descendant of jealousy. You remember the conversation we had about the jealousy? Jealousy is very, very bad. Why? Because you cannot appreciate the beauty that is not yours. Just because it's not yours, you don't appreciate it. Means you lost your chance. There is this beautiful stuff, it's not yours. What happens to you? Anyone? Everybody remembers this movie? Amadeus? What was happening to Salieri? Salieri was the only one who didn't enjoy the beauty of the music of Mozart. Why? Because of jealousy. That's what we are learning here. That, remember, jealousy is a natural instinct of the animal of you. That's what jealousy is. If another lion, another lioness, has a good piece of meat, what shall I do? Be happy for that one? Try to kill the other one, have the meat. This is naturally in here. So there are some closed circuits here, and I have to be aware of the power supply, because the power is not the little battery. I have a generator. If I start that one, oh my God. That's it. So here, our vizier became jealous. He heard himself first. Then what did he do? He put all the good knowledge, whatever the pieces of knowledge he could find, as the opposite of the other one. And he made the knowledge source of confusion. How? With a simple trick, making it black or white. Remember, black or white is the rule of cause and effect, is the rule of animal kingdom. Here we are trying to change that to black and white. There is no or. There is not even nab and nor, as those movie games. It's only the imagination could give you that. The example we found was both sides of a coin. A coin has two faces, and you could look at only one face at a time. Except when you have a mirror. That's why you go to Pir, you go to your Murad, your master, your leader, who is like a mirror, who will act like a mirror, to see both sides of it. Rumi is being that mirror for us here, to realize that there is both sides of the coin here. The vizier did He handled each piece of information which were all correct. You remember, they are all correct because they all carry a piece of the truth. But the truth doesn't fit in these pieces. Each pixel is different from the other one. But the harmony at the end is something else. This is what we are talking. Then he played it. Yes, hard to get. Another trick, which is in the animal kingdom. Have you seen the animal kingdom? This game of hard to get is over there, isn't it? Ooh. Mating time. What do they do? The female has the choice. To choose the best, she has to treat the males, even to fight each other, to see who is stronger, who has the best gene for my baby. That's the concern, right? All of that. So he made that trick, he played it hard to get, and now, really.
How the disciples raised objections against their vizier's secluding himself. They all said, "O vizier, it is not disbelief. Our words."
You read this.
Yeah.
Wrong. We finished this letter.
Sorry.
591.
Yeah, that's.
591 before that.
That's 595.
Yeah, we haven't got that yet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but then how can we have read it already?
We're 591.
591. Okay. Sorry, went too far ahead.
No, go.
Yes. Continue or go back? The refusal of the vizier to interrupt his seclusion. He said, "Cut short your arguments. Let my advice make its way into your souls and hearts. If I am trustworthy, the trustworthy is not doubted, even though I should call heaven earth. If I am perfection, why disbelief in my perfection? And if I am not, why this molestation and annoyance? I will not go forth from this seclusion because I am occupied with inward experiences."
Interpretation? What was that all about? Did he say something wrong? This vizier is a cheater, right? We are trying to understand this bloody vizier, right? Whatever he said was right. Even here, the argument is correct. This is what we have to notice. He doesn't say something nonsense. Each part makes sense, but the way they are composed to each other doesn't make sense. The source of confusion within us is the way we put the information, the way we merge the information we receive.
The conclusion
we draw. Because we are looking for black or white, looking at everything, you want to know this is good or this is bad. Because everything is good or bad. You remember this with the animal, meat, food, the thing, the poison. That simple judgment is in here, right? Look at this vizier. Whatever he says is correct. But he puts it in a way which is tricky. This happens in you, in all of us. Every single moment that you're thinking, the basic little informations you put together, each piece is correct, but you put them dangerously side by side when you believe that there is a simple yes or no. There is a simple black and white. Here, he brought a very simple question that, okay, why do you have to object me? If I'm your leader, you believe in me, so what do you object? If you don't believe in me, so I'm not your leader. What are you talking about?